you tell me about some of the different names you might have for kinds of land? Say land that produces a big crop every year, you call that what kind of soil? You say,
well, you call that your richest soil, I reckon, that you've got, if it puts up a good crop. But now I'm not too much. I'm not much of a farmer because we didn't have the farming that my mother done just for our home use, wasn't, but we didn't have about hardly 40 acres of 25 acres, I'd say.
You ever have a special name for a kind of soil that's maybe part sand and part clay?
Yeah. No, not here. No, we don't have no clay soil here. On this station in here, it's black milk soil and sand.
Let's see now. It's flat land that lies, flat lowland lying along a stream, maybe that gets flooded a lot.
Well, you call that bottom land, I think that's what you'd call that. But of course, we're not used to that here.
Land is a lot, it's nothing but low-lying grass and maybe good for nothing but grazing cattle. You have a name for it?
Well, you call that pasture land. That's what we call it.
Oh, no. Let's see. What about places where does salt hay grow around here anywhere?
Sir?
Salt hay.
Salt hay?
Yes, sir.
No, sir. There's nothing but just old rush grass, we call it around the edges of the bay, marsh grass.
Do you have any name for that, the land where that would grow?
Well, that's what marshland is, what that grows here, that's what we call it. In other words, down here Santa Rosa where you said you found out where I lived at?
Yeah.
Well, there's a place over there on the bay that they call Live Oak Point. Well, it ain't a thing in the world but just low marshland, biggest portion of the time. It's underwater, but it's still got that old rush grass in there, we call it.
And marshes are different from swamps?
Yeah, it's a grass. It grows about that high. It's a round rush grass, and it's sharp on the end of it, and you can be out in it, and it'll stick you, and if you stoop over and sit down on the darn mess, it'll stick you all just like a needle.
Now, if you wanted to cultivate some swamps, we'd have to do what to them?
I don't know. I just have to clear it.
Water off.
And drain it, I guess. I don't know now. You see, I'm not on that. Now, I read about it and hear about it on the news down here in the Everglades. Now, they're draining that, and there's a whole lot of kick about them, you know, draining it off and doing away with the environment of the country down in there. They don't want to do away with the deer and the everything in all the animals down there, the birds, and that's...
What would they have to do to drain it? What do you call it?
Well, big canals.
Big canals.
Yeah.
You have a name for, say, a deep, narrow kind of old valley like that's cut in the woods across the road that's cut by the rain washes out?
Well, you call that just a gully, where it's gully wash, where it's washed out.
If it were bigger than that, say about 10 feet deep, and maybe had water running through it, would you have a name for it?
Well, it's nothing than just a ditch, I reckon.
And a small rise in the land there, you know, you call it.
That's a hill.
And you ever heard anybody call that anything else besides a hill?
You call them sand dunes or a mountain.
And the thing that you turn on the door there, the open door.
That's a doorknob.
You ever heard anybody call a hill a knob?
Yeah.
They use that a lot up in Tennessee.
Knob hills, on the Gulf Beach down here, up down the beach here, when you're going off in the Gulf, snapper fishing, they use Yellow Bluff and all that kind of names for, they use them for ranges to be able to go up out there and find the spots where the snapper's at. And it's Corn Bluffs.
If it's a lot bigger than a hill, what would you call it?
Well, there's nothing like that down here. It might be up in your country, up in the north, or on up in Alabama. You'd call them mountains, I reckon.
And the side of a mountain where it drops straight off like that. Do you have any name for that?
Well, now I'm not familiar with that too much. I don't know what you'd call it.
What about where, if you had a whole bunch of water falling over like that?
Well, that's a waterfall, like a Niagara's. And all that waterfall.
We talked earlier, you mentioned dock and wharf. Is there a difference between a dock and a wharf?
Not a bit. Not a bit. A dock is the same thing as a wharf. It's just a landing place.
What about it? You ever use the word pier there?
Yes, sir.
Does that mean the same thing?
Well, they call them a dock or a pier or a wharf, or a fishing pier. They got them out in the Gulf now, you know, or just for nothing but just for fishing. There's one, I tell you, well, there's a nice one that if you go back toward Pensacola, just before you get to, on this side of the, when you get to the bridge there at Destin,